father was a Redcliffe's World War One soldier settler, so I'd lived through it all once, so it wasn't new. The men had all come back from the war. The war was over. They'd all come back. Some of them went to university. Some went to the tech schools to get mechanic or plumbing or carpentry, whatever skills they wanted. And some of them chose to have farms. But places like Robinvale, well, there were 248 blocks, I think, here. And that was a fairly military operation. Itself. It had started in 1925 or thereabouts, and it had grown very slowly, but because it was good soil and along the river, they knew that they could irrigate it, and it had always been in the back of the minds of the parliamentarians, people who organised these things, had the money, that this would be a place, because there was space here, and the soils were good, and some of it was cleared, but some was not. But it wasn't all done in one hit. I think there were about 13 allocations. It went over about 6 years. And the allocations were as they got them ready for irrigation. There's no use planting things till you're ready to water them. The men who were choosing the people to have these blocks, they were people who'd lived through Redcliffe's. When they set up the settlement in Redcliffe's, each settler was given a certain amount of money to build a house, a dwelling place. Well, some of them drank it, some of them spent it on other things, so that in Robinvale you didn't have that choice. The house was built. Where it was built, the kind of house, you had no say over that. You just thought, this is it.
And do you think that worked, the way that they operated, in a very disciplined, controlled manner?
People argued about it, of course. But it meant that the outcome as a whole was much fairer. We all had an equivalent house. The blocks had 15 acres to be planted. And it was much more equal. And out of 248, I think there were about four who were not successful, which is magic out of that number. We were in the second allocation. My husband came down here and looked over the place, and his father had said, look for a place that's easy to irrigate. So Ron looked at this and he asked for this one. This was 52B. And he got it. And we had 10 acres of sultanas and 5 of gordos, and they were all drying grapes. And that was all laid out. We had no say over that. And the road passed here, instead of being highway standard, was a winding dirt road. We had our bread delivered, and the man who delivered it used an army duck. An army vehicle that can go on land and in water. That's why it was called a duck. You drive a tractor with a trailer, and we had three wives and 5 children and an old lady we picked up on the way. And we go on the tractor to do the shopping once a week. And the main street was just muddy, and in the winter you had to wear water boots to go and do the shopping. I'd hate to think what the shopkeepers had to clean up afterwards. The houses were prefabricated, and it all come up on a big truck, and they dumped the lot, and then the men would come and put it together.
And was that something that you looked forward to when the house arrived?
Oh yes, to us, because living in the hut, it's pretty primitive. The house was finished in September 1950, and we had the telephone put on and the electricity put on, and we got a baby all in the same week. I've never caught up.